Order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I spoke what God said. And see, if you don't, Here's the travesty. If you decide not to, God's going to find somebody to.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Remember, Mordecai told Esther, if you think that you're going to escape, you and your house, don't think for a moment that you're going to escape. And if God needs to, he'll raise up someone from another quarter to do what I've called you to do. Amen. So it's important that we understand this, because that word in our mouth, if we're going to see the impossible change, you got to speak, decree, proclaim, declare, prophesy. Amen. The word until it comes to pass, until you see it manifest. Tell someone, the word must be in your mouth. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. No thing. Nothing. But he revealed it. Or he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Why? God doesn't, see, it says God will do nothing. Get it back up. God will do nothing in the earth realm, but he reveals it, his secret, unto his servants, the prophets. Verse 8. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? This is the progression. This is how it works in the earth realm. This is how the kingdom manifests. This is how the purposes of God are established in the earth. Verse 7 again. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secrets unto the servants of prophets. What do prophets do? What are prophets called to do? Yep. Is anybody here today? Speak. Why is it so important? Because God is illegal.
Amen.
I know that shakes some theologies, but God made himself illegal in the earth. In other words, God does nothing. We really need to grasp this and understand this so that we won't be idle. You know, evil's not going to take over the world except that people that know and people that are righteous do nothing or say nothing.
Amen.
Your voice needs to be heard. And I'm not talking about, you know, going and arguing with people. I mean, releasing your voice, that frequency, into the earth realm.
Amen.
All the atoms, all the invisible, all the stuff on the quantum level, all the physics, everything is made up of the same thing. And it will respond.
Amen.
Amen. That's how Jesus cursed the fig tree. Amen. He spoke to a tree. Amen. An inanimate object. But it obeyed him. Amen. And he said, if you say unto this mountain, another inanimate object. And this is not, what's the word? I don't know the word, but it's just not poetry. This is faith on the quantum level.
Amen.
You as a child of God, you are called to have dominion here in the earth realm.
Amen.
But you got to have the word in your mouth. God does nothing except he reveal it first.
Amen.
But then once he reveals it, you got to say something.
Amen.
You got to release that. And the devil doesn't. Why do you think in the Old Testament they always stoned the prophets? Because the devil knows they keep releasing this. The kingdom of God is coming. But if we can shut their mouth, God's not going to override that and do something illegal. He does nothing except he first reveal it. Why is he revealing this to you? For you to say something. And if you get intimidated and afraid and shut your mouth, God will start showing it to somebody else. And you'll be listening to that. You know what? I heard that, but I didn't. You see how God is blessing them and using them, and that could have been you. But you were silence of the Lamb. See, his word is not going to return unto him void. It will accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. Yes, it will. He's looking for vessels. Amen. People that will open their big mouth and not be afraid, not be ashamed. Not be intimidated. Amen. But we'll say what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Enduring the criticism, the ostracizing, all that stuff. Forget all that stuff. No. Listen, the rewards far outweigh the persecutions. Some of them people that were friends anyway, they ain't your real friends. No way. Amen. They're not your friends. God does nothing except he first reveal it unto his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
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 Now, somebody's saying, well, I'm not a prophet. You are prophetic.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this is the two-edged sword. Out of all the armor described in Ephesians 6, there's only one piece of armor or one piece of weaponry for moving forward to battle with. The sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
Understand, you can block a lot of stuff with the shield, the helmet, all that. Yeah, you can block. But if we're going to move forward,
amen,
if we're going to establish kingdom here in the earth, if we're going to scale and bombard the gates of hell, it's going to come through the word.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God, amen, quick, powerful, sharp, dividing asunder. Now, nothing appears or shows up in the earth realm until God uses someone to prophesy it in the earth.
Amen.
Sometimes this seems like a tough message because many times people are so involved or snared by the affairs of life that it seems like too much of a burden, too much of a responsibility. And I can guarantee you, if ever you start really prophesying, and I'm not saying going giving people personal prophecies. I'm not talking about, you know, the Lord said he's going to do this. And well, that's a piece of, just a little piece of the puzzle. I'm talking about the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
In the earth, with simply the testimony that I'm saved, I'm born again, washed in the blood, redeemed, amen, on my way to heaven. That clears certain areas in your environment, period.
Amen.
That's truth. Truth sets you free. So it's vitally important that we keep that word in our mouth and that we speak it out, that we not hide it. Amen. You know, David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." But he also said, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." My tongue is like a pen. It's writing stuff. Now we all, everybody that's saved is going to heaven. But how are you going to get there? You know what I mean? How are you going to be when you get there? Because God has tooled us to walk in victory here on the earth. And it's not, we didn't get saved just to go to heaven.
Amen.
Well, I'm saved, going to heaven. Well, that's ultimately we're going to, you know, and that's the greatest of all things. But no, we've been left here to occupy.
Amen.
There's some stuff here on the earth that God wants back.
Amen.
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 Listen, had God been legal before Eve sinned, he would have stopped her. But he couldn't legally do that.
Amen.
And see, the devil knows. Listen, the devil was there. He walked on the stones of fire. He was in an inner court. He was in an inner circle. He was an anointed cherub that covereth. So he knows a lot. This is where he tricks a lot of people. See, the enemy knows a lot of the higher laws of physics. That's how he can transform himself into an angel of light. But he's a devil.
Amen. Amen.
And he can fool the mind. That's even healing is just operating on higher laws of physics that are unknown to us.
Amen.
It ain't nothing. It's nothing unnatural about it. It's the natural law for it. It's how God created us. Your body can heal itself.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes God will intervene with a higher law of physics and open the eyes of the blind. But what does it do? It sets him right into back into the natural order. How could Jesus walk through walls? Higher laws of physics. What no hocus pocus? What no magic? It's stuff that goes on the other side all the time.
Amen.
We're just not privy to it. Now you press into God and then suddenly you start operating in ways where you start to see and become aware of things around you that are naturally supernatural.
Amen.
It ain't no scary stuff.
Amen.
That's why you don't have to be scared of the devil.
Amen.
They understand some of these things. They exposed and revealed some of these secrets to mankind. The 200 that fell on Mount Moriah. Mount Hermon. Thank you. Mount Hermon. The ones that came down. They revealed these secrets.
Yes, yes, yes.
At Babel, they were all one language.
Yes, yes.
And they had these secrets. So they were building.
Yes.
I mean, they were moving at breakneck speed.
Amen.
And God saw it and said, if I don't go down and do something, there'll be nothing withheld from them. Because they were operating in these things. They were building to open up the portals for the gods.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So what did God do? He went down and he confounded their speech.
Yes.
He divided them up into different cultures.
Yes.
That culture had a particular secret.
Yes.
But God changed their whole perspective about things and their language so they couldn't communicate it to that culture. Or that culture. Or that culture. So there was confusion now.
Amen.
And they had to stop building.
Because
they had it. They had it. And God said, oh, if I don't go down and do something, there's nothing withheld from them. They'll be able to do this thing. There'll be a flood of demonic in the earth realm again.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns